Go ahead. Hello.
That shows the originality of our orchestra. They played that number especially for Mary Margaret McGoo.
Thank you.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Of course, as you know, if you've been listening all week, today is the day that Mary chose to swim out to Boston Light. We may have news before we leave the air. We've made extensive preparations. And we may be able to bring you a special on-the-spot description.
I think we can.
Arrival at T. Wharf.
I think we'll be able to make it. That will come a little later in the program.
Yes, it will. A lot of features on this Friday fun fest.
Oh, we're loaded down with them today. Excuse me. Hey, quiet! Now then, as I was saying,
Marine songs.
You didn't play the Marine hymn once, Ken. You will be drummed from the service.
Will you add living?
You'll have your epaulets pulled off and thrown to the winds.
To the four winds and seven seas.
Excuse me.
We have a special notice here, before we go anywhere.
Yes.
That Ruby Newman promised that he would listen. He would stop counting his money and listen to our program today.
Oh.
And I suppose it's because we're going down to his place tonight.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
What's the matter with you?
At the casino.
Yes.
I don't know. I think it was the lunch I had. It didn't agree with me.
What did you have?
Should I say?
Well, I don't know. I'm just wondering why it shouldn't agree with you.
I don't know.
You don't look too good.
No, but I've got plenty of blood in me.
Well, that's good. You look a little pale, though.
I'm not anemic.
Kind of pallid.
Oh, that's parts all right. Excuse me, did somebody say pallid?
Pallid, yes.
Yes, it reminds me. Good afternoon, everybody. Well, I guess it doesn't remind me of much at all. Pallid is a word that ordinarily would remind me of something, but right at this particular minute, it didn't.
Well, I've noticed that about you. I can pull practically any name out of the air, and it will remind you of something.
That's right.
For instance, if I say, astonish.
That reminds me. See how I fell right into that?
What does it remind you of?
Astonish? Oh, no, nothing in particular.
Nothing, yeah.
No.
But, I mean, you are reminded of something every time I do that.
That's right. That was Ken Wilson, everybody. Now, if you'll throw the camera over on Ken, please. Very nice. Thanks.
Have you got makeup on your bald spot, Ken?
Black.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. What is that? Two and one?
No.
Three and one?
No.
No.
Four and one?
Well, that shoe polish he has there.
That's what I meant.
Oh.
Well, looks like it's time for the news almost, doesn't it?
No, not quite. I don't believe that comes on the on a particular moment.
Oh, it does?
Yes. But it could be time for a cigarette.
All right, surely. Let's all light up and ready.
Chesterfield over and over again. Chesterfield satisfies women and men. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always by Chesterfield ABC.
Thank you. That was our Chesterfield song.
There's Mr. Kelly. I just presented him during the final moments of his program with a summer squash, and I'm dying to hear his reaction to it.
That was your first summer squash, Bob.
I wonder if he would come in and...
Really, will you, Mr. Kelly, tell us about it?
You expected a bigger one? It's been a long time since we've had good old Joe on the
Friends of the radio audience, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to present one of the greatest voices in American radio... Joe Kelly.
Thank you.
What do you think of this, Joe?
Squire, as president of the Ananias Club of Suffolk, Plymouth, and Norfolk.
Excuse me, I'm going on a mystery ride for a few minutes. I'll be right back.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, as president, what?
It gives me great pleasure to comment on the first summer squash from the estates of Elliot.
Yeah, we'll get by the... By the stuff there now.
It is... friends, I wish you could see this summer squash. It is probably 3 feet long. It has the largest sized neck I ever saw. It was a 14 and a half collar. It is beautiful. And
that was Joe Kelly, everyone.
It's a beautiful thing, Bob, and I think that it should encourage you to do bigger and better things, even.
Seriously, even Joe, is that a good summer squash?
It should encourage me to
that
pick them sooner,
it is really a delicious-looking summer squash. As for I'll be able to tell you a little goodie
about
that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
I'll be very
week.
Anxious to hear, but tell me from a professional standpoint, is that too far gone?
Well,
you know what I mean? I picked it about a week ago.
I can quote a professional on that score, Mr. DeLucia, who was very prominent in this part of the country, a prize winner in all the contests of various kinds of vegetables, said it's a fine-looking squash.
He did. Was he looking at you when he said that?
No, he was looking through the window at some fella here that ever since his last haircut has had his summer squash with him every day in the week. Mr. Ray Gould.
Well, thanks, Joe.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
And give me the squash.
You'll report to us the first of the week on how it tasted.
Tell us how your squash came out.
Where's the butter, Bob?
That wasn't included in the bargain, the butter of the summer.
I like pepper. Butternut squash myself. I'm a butternut fan.
I didn't grow any of those.
Summer squash. Summer squash is something that I can do without. Mm-hmm. I'd prefer strawberry shortcake.
I think right. I would.
Ken goes along with me. I didn't think you liked it, or else you wouldn't be giving it away.
No, I do like it, but I've got so much of it planted down there.
What, have you got a hole in your bonnet?
I have summer squash all over the yard.
Why didn't you grow something that you can eat?
Well, you can eat summer squash.
Are you exhibiting at the
Oh, excuse me, friends. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the greatest voices in American radio, Leo Egan.
Thank you.
Why did you pick up the bus for that mystery ride? I think I'll go, too.
Okay, take the mystery ride. What are you saying, Leo?
Someone who asked Bob if he was exhibiting
I'm
at the Hummer.
I'm over here, Leo.
Bob, would you care to tell me whether you're going to exhibit tomorrow at the Hummerock Fair?
Exhibit what, for goodness sakes?
His squash.
Head? There's only one thing Bob could...
His other squash.
His head.
Bob's other squash.
I haven't been approached by the Hummerock Agricultural Society, if that is the outfit
that it
is.
It isn't necessary. You can just drop in tomorrow and bring along your squash.
Well,
I'm one of the judges.
I'll bring my squash along Sunday morning. That will be all right.
The fair will be out all day tomorrow, starting at 1 o'clock.
I'm going to be on the South Shore this weekend.
Yeah, we might all get together and have a great big time at the...
They're going to have dart throwing contests and baseball throwing contests, of which I will probably be a judge.
Mm-hmm. Did you come to the Cohasset
you
Carnival
will be a
last
judge?
Month?
Yes, I enjoyed it very much. When is it on again?
Next year.
The Hummerock Fair is on tomorrow.
Yeah.
1 o'clock.
There's nothing going on in Marshfield except I'll be there.
Well, the Marshfield Fair is a little later this month.
That's a great fair, and you don't want to miss it, anybody.
That's a wonderful fair. Be sure you make plans now for the Marshfield Fair.
I can't say anything about the Hummerock. I don't know.
But
if Leo has anything to do with it, I have my doubts. That's all I can say.
But it is a nice beach, and if nothing else, you can go swimming down there.
How did it get its name?
There will be rides on flying horses.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, then there will be a mystery ride.
Do the Nantasket people know they've got flying horses down in Hummerock?
They probably loaned them out.
I see. So there'll be no flying horses at Nantasket this weekend. Is that right?
I am not able to determine.
All right.
Gee whiz, Leo.
Am I adding anything to your program?
You're so
today?
Profound since the Braves or since the Red Sox won five straight. How many straight games? Five.
Five in a row. Mm-hmm. And now we open a crucial three-game set with the Detroit Tigers.
The invading Tigers, the Bengals.
I call they them. Will. The Bengals will be in the lair tonight.
You say we rather possessively, Leo.
Is it true that you own a large hunk of the Red Sox?
I do, but it is not for publication.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just publicated it.
Is there any chance of Tom Yawkey adopting me?
I'll be glad to find out.
Pass it along.
I'm around each day.
Pass the word along.
Well, all right, now run over with your pencil and paper there, Leo, and wait for the big jackpot question, which comes along later in the show. And also on this Chamber of Commerce angle, we had a call from a very... a fine Norwood citizen yesterday who said, naturally they have more than one newspaper, which I said they had. Yeah, the letter that we had was from the editor of the Norwood Tribune.
One of the greatest papers in the universe.
And he wrote us a wonderful review, and there is another paper in Norwood. Now, if the editor of that paper cares to write, we would be happy to mention it.
Well, thanks again, Bob. Something about you that's really great.
Now, that cleans up everything on this Friday. I like to get these things off my mind.
Bob, you're all class.
Also... there's a letter here that I think you should read about your friend Bill Green.
Your eyes
bulged when you saw the letter.
Dear Bob and Ray, I would only be too happy to answer the answer.
Answer the question.
It says, to answer the answer to your question, don't count your chickens before they hatch, because if you'd be so kind as to tell me which came first, the chicken or the egg. Yours very chicken-heartedly, Miss Joan...
What are you, an announcer up here?
Miss Joan Calder, aged 14... and 6 8/10 years.
Tackler.
Oh, no, Leo.
No. I wonder if she has
Leo, I caught you on that one.
Is that love to send her a box of candy?
Then there's a P.S. Will you please be so kind as to tell dear Mr. Green to dry up un bust?
Yes. Because why?
Because he's ruining the program.
Yes. Now, you've seen that, Mr. Green, and I notice you're being a lot more quiet today.
Thanks again, and boy, you couldn't recognize my writing
Thank
in a million
you.
Years.
Thank you, Joan, for that nice letter. Appreciate it. Let's hear some of your music.
Grant,
shall
here
we?
They are friends, Ken and Bill, who will not be at the Hummerock Fair this week.
realize that that was dedicated to Mary in her swim today, before she started. Was that what it was, or
yes.
just before she landed?
She's out of the end somewhere in the shore now.
Ken, of course, is the manager. He's been rowing the boat all morning. And when you left her, where did you leave her out there, Ken?
She was just outside near Long Island.
Oh, yes.
Excuse me, I have
You mean
word
the one out here in Boston?
Right? Excuse me, everybody, please. Take a timely tip from your New Haven Railroad. These first 2 weeks in August have long been known as real vacation days. If you're lucky enough to be on your vacation or planning your vacation for the near future, don't take a chance of losing precious vacation hours. If you wonder what we mean, ask any of those who lost valuable time waiting for the fog to clear last Tuesday morning. Now, if you're going to Cape Cod, the South Shore, Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, or to any point in Rhode Island, Connecticut, or New York, Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, or to any point in Rhode Island, Connecticut, or New York, make sure you get all your vacation. Go on the New Haven's dependable air-conditioned trains. Convenient service to... Will you please be quiet? Convenient service to Cape Cod. No matter... That's an awful squeaky chair he's sitting in. No matter what the weather, always convenient service. Trains take you to Hyannis or Woods Hole in less than 2 hours. Don't get delayed or detoured. Keep off accident-ridden highways. What's the matter? Oh, give your vacation the right start. Go by dependable New Haven trains. You'll be glad you did. Now, the Happy Home Laundry presents the 1:15 edition of News, and here is your reporter, Peter Gorey.
Good afternoon. Three men were run over by a steamroller early this morning. Snakes were let loose in a supermarket near Boston today and caused several women to be very excited, fainting cases. Funny thing happened the other day in Watertown, an elderly woman felt sick after breakfast. She went to the doctor and found that her food had been poisoned. Meanwhile, four men suffocated in a wall safe while checking their accounts last night. Turning to more cheerful news, only one person was killed. The other burned horribly when they fell into a vat of acid at a chemical plant. Not much hope is held out for the second person. Overseas, a poor shopkeeper was killed accidentally while attempting suicide. And now, a brief message of condolence for my sponsor, the Laughing Family Laundry, where two employees were unfortunately killed in a mangling machine today. And now the weather. There'll be clouds and thunder showers with lots of lightning and noise and rain this afternoon. It looks like a very unpleasant weekend. Now here are the 1:15 headlines. Three men run over by steamroller. Snakes let loose in supermarket. And four men suffocate in wall safe. Next news.
Thanks, Peter Gorey, for a swell roundup of the latest news. Weren't there any smiles in that particular news broadcast?
Go to bed, kiddies.
Gee, you left out lots of good stories.
I couldn't include all of the top news stories of the day.
You mean in
I had
live.
As many as I could in there.
Well, that's the way it goes, friends. You'll find it that way. Now we'd like to talk about Casino at Magnolia. Located among them weeping magnolia trees out there along the colorful North Shore.
Located among them weeping waited.
So be sure and get out there soon. Maybe not tomorrow,
but today.
Tonight. So we'd love to have you go out there. In fact, Bob and I will be there tonight for dancing.
And for a wonderful meal, which they're so famous for serving.
$1.85 will buy you a swell dinner at the casino, believe it or not.
And you'll be able to dance to music like this, believe it
or not.
Sammy Eisen.
Washington and his stimulated six playing for dancing here at the casino at Magnolia.
Thank you, Sam, for swell music.
Good.
Yes, it'll be music like that you'll dance to all night long. You hate to see the evening come to a close. You've had so much fun.
And you'll be crazy to go back again.
Remember now, friends, also, there are ballet slippers to rent. If you like to dance in ballet slippers, merely go up to the conductor, Sammy Eisen.
You'll know it by the change machine on his belt. He is the conductor now.
Go up and ask him for ballet slippers.
Or simply address Ballet Slippers, Box 10, WHDH here in Boston.
Slippers will bring you what you want. Simple word, slipper.
Why don't we have some more of our prize-winning cards?
Well,
are we today?
Sure, go ahead.
Because we've got to find out about Mary before we leave the airwaves.
Thank you.
That's one asking for a recipe for a soup sandwich. I don't think that does. Well, there's a picture of Graves Light in Boston Harbor. That kind of brings Mary a little bit closer to us. There she is. He's drawn in something there. See the boat?
Oh, yes, I see.
And Mary swimming behind.
That's right. Now then, before the headlines, here's another entry here from John Thornley up there in Lowell. John writes to say, Dear Bob and Ray, gentlemen, as per your valued invitation over the entertainingly informative radio show, I say to all, do not catch your chickens before they hatch, because though they have never scratched yet, they may be. So don't bet, lest you be left at the post, sans any chicken feed for mine host. I remain sincerely yours, Stupid.
No, he didn't sign it that way.
Oh, no. He signed it, I remain yours truly, Cynthia Sweets, Mr. John Thornley, who we are awarding this very minute with a box of Cynthia Sweets chocolates.
Here's a very nice entry, which I believe receives a box of Cynthia Sweets from Brad Rocket. From Brad Rocket.
Certainly is.
In Newtonville. He says, don't count your chickens before they're hatched, because they ain't yet.
Yes, and in that connection, I'd like to mention that we're going to be out at the casino at Magnolia tonight, and we'll...
That ties in. I love the way you tie those things.
It reminded me. Yes, we'll be laying eggs.
Gene Griffin of Arlington says don't count them before they hatch because I don't like scrambled eggs for breakfast anyway. We made no mention of breakfast in the rules.
No, but if she wrote and says you didn't like scrambled eggs for dinner, that'd be different altogether.
But I think she does receive a box of candy. Cynthia,
Switzerland. Would you like a handkerchief?
No, thanks. I don't believe I need one. I have been crying a little more than usual. I can't read this one.
This is cry day here at the station, friends. We all get paid on Fridays. But go right ahead, Bob, while I solve a little bit.
I had nothing important to add to things.
Is that all the candy we're going to award?
Well, that's quite a bit.
Huh?
That's about 4 pounds. That'll cost him how much? $1.25 a pound?
Oh, okay, Bob.
Hmm?
Incidentally, a lot of people are writing in saying...
It's be a big price, sure.
But they haven't received their candy as yet.
We have shipped those off to the accounting department.
I want to tell you right now that Bob and I have absolutely nothing to do with that, friends. We merely give the winners to people, and they send out the candy.
Yeah, but they are checking on all of those who haven't been received as yet. I see a signal from the control room, which must mean our connections have been put through, and we're ready to call in our special events reporter to bring you an actual on-the-spot description. Has she arrived now? Has she landed? Well, Mary, I think, is going to be triumphant in her swim up to Boston Light. And if we could have a little bridge music, Ken, we'll go over there. Oh, look.
Good afternoon, France. We're speaking to you from Boston Light, where we've set up our special division and special events divisional. We've set up our microphones here to bring you a play-by-play description of the swimming meet with one person. Good afternoon, everybody. We're speaking from Boston Light. We're...
Got a match, Bud.
Yeah, certainly. Thanks a lot. Give me a break. I was talking steady there.
Thought you were. Well, you talk to yourself.
Oh, I'm on the radio.
Oh, yeah?
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm speaking from Gravesend. No, Graves Light. And I'm waiting for the charming Miss McGoon to make her appearance.
Something seems to have gone wrong.
Something seems to be floating out there.
Reporter.
And I think I'll ask this thing that's floating a few questions.
Our special events reporter seems to have gone to the wrong spot. Mary has just landed back at the pier, I believe, after her swim. We've called in the wrong reporter.
Yes, you have.
And I think we'd better leave him at Gray's Light and see if we can find the other one. If we could have a little bridge music to get over there, please. This is Kershing speaking. I am standing here amid a crowd of nobody. And we have just sighted Mary Margaret McGoon, who has this morning put on one of the greatest demonstrations of athletic ability of anyone I've had the privilege to see. She's standing here beside me, and I want to get her first words for our WHDH listening audience, if I can.
Oh, I'm tired. Awful tired.
How do you feel, Miss McCoon, after the swim? You feel tired out, eh?
Awful tired.
Did you run into any trouble during your swim out there?
Well, I had an awful time swimming through all those grapefruit hairs.
I see.
But after I got past that...
I brushed that one off your head there. You came up rather fast. Your manager took care of you all the way, did he?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I just couldn't make it.
Uh-huh. And now you're all wet.
I got to 50 yards of the light.
You didn't make it, you mean?
I'm tired. I had to turn around and come back.
And how many miles do you figure you swam this morning?
Well,
how long did it take you?
Well, I left at 2 in the morning.
I see.
I've been in the water since then.
I see.
Yes.
And,
Any salt tablets?
No. We'll get you some after we leave the air here.
You've been swimming in salt water, Murray. Does that make any difference?
Yeah, you've been swimming in salt water.
Oh, yes, that's all right.
Well, you're stupid or something. Now, to ask you a few more questions.
Yes, of course.
Now, what do you plan to do? You going into the show business or anything? Got any bookings for the next couple of months?
Well, no, but I carried some ballpoint pens with me.
Now, that isn't important anyway. We've got to turn it back to the studio.
I carried some ballpoint pens with me on the trip.
All right, okay.
And I'm also trying to advertise by this swim a movie called Lassie, Go Home for Crying Out Loud.
All right, well, dry up, will you? We return you now to our studio.
Thanks a lot, everybody. You've been awful.
Shut up. Well, they didn't treat her very well, did they?
They treated her like she was nothing.
They're leaving her all alone. And Ken, you as her manager should have been there. I don't think that was right.
Leo Egan should have handled it all.
He should have.
Because Leo is the sportsman.
Yeah.
Wilson doesn't know anything about it. I don't know what he took up the cudgel for anyway.
He was trying to get a little personal publicity out of the whole thing.
I know that.
You won't make any money on this, I'll tell you that, Ken.
Ken, of course, is the great Wagnerian conductor.
I'm mighty ashamed of you.
How are you and Fritz hitting it off? Yeah, Fritz Reiner.
Well, look,
Let him go? He's an awful lot of clinkers, that guy.
At this point, don't you?
An awful lot of clinkers, that Reiner, it turns out.
What? We should have the bugle here.
Certainly.
Don't you think? Swifty says, I'm not sure which race should be called a feature event for tonight at Wonderland Revere.
None of them.
So ends another program this afternoon, or today, for...
Commercials we never finished reading? Come on, Bob, get to it, young man.
That is starting a commercial...
I'm on over on account.
That's starting a commercial with a negative. I don't think they should do that. Swifty should...
You're telling us how to write commercials.
Swifty should say, I'm sure which race should be called the feature event for tonight, but I'm not going to say at Wonderland. They're all that good. Oh, they straighten it out there.
Of course they do.
They must have thought of that beforehand, huh? The ninth, which is always the brightest spotlights. The ninth, which is always the brightest, comma, spotlights. Wait a minute. The ninth, which is always in the brightest spotlights, is over the five...
What do you want these draperies for?
We didn't order any draperies for here.
They're going up.
Oh, we don't...
They said to come here to this floor.
We don't want them here. They must be for pains downstairs.
Oh, they said the eighth... Where's the eighth floor?
That's the eighth floor, but we don't want any draperies. Well, here are the entries for the long-distance event.
Well, you're kind of quiet. I can't think.
It's over the 516th mile distance, brings out an all-star field, and the 10th is an endurance contest over the 675-yard course.
Hey, you. Quiet down. Are you one of them guys that reads aloud all the
yes,
time?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I'm trying to hang draperies, right?
Go ahead and
You're
hang.
You're talking, right?
Yeah.
Which is more important, you know what I mean?
Well, I suppose the draperies are.
Okay.
Go ahead, then. Friends, while he's hanging those draperies, I'd like to get this few words in.
Oh!
This is the list of entries. I think you'll find some right over there.
Thanks.
This is the entries, the list of entries, friends, for the long-distance event. The Revere Special is one of the dogs.
You know, Proud. I think you better come over here.
Proud and merry.
To save me, I mean.
Ken, will you help the man out, please?
I need a target.
Proud and Merry, one dog. Half cast, Candy Lane, Hazelmere, Rosy Future, Look Sharp, and Quick Rock.
That guy sounds like he's reading the lineup at Wonderland or something.
Post time. First race, 7:45. Daily double closes at 7:30. For entries in all races, post positions, and past performance records, get your copy of the Wonderland program for tonight. Now on sale at all newsstands.
What's this guy crazy?
Revere is near, of course, from Boston by MTA from Maverick Station. From everywhere, over wide highways, floodlighted free parking lots are provided for those who drive. For a wonderful evening of fun and thrills, go greyhound racing tonight at Wonderland Revere. That's all I have to say.
That took you long enough to say it.
Did you get the draperies hung?
They're hung.
Okay. We'll see everybody this evening at Magnolia.
The greatest place in the world, casino at Magnolia.
Remember, that's not Mongolia.
No, no, Magnolia. We'll see you after tonight. Matthew and Bob and Ray will return again tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We hope that you will, too. Ken Wilson played the organ. Bill Green, the piano.
This is WHTA in Boston.
Thanks a lot, Bob. Hey, wait a minute. Smart people can do a lot with cash. But veterans... Just a moment, please. But veterans, it's not smart to send cash through the mail. So, fellas, when you pay your GI insurance premiums by mail, don't send cash. Always mail a check or a money order. That way, you run no risk of losing your money. Keep that in mind always, will you please, friends? Always, excuse me, I'm standing by my special division microphone now. This studio is being torn down. Stay tuned now for a radio program called News.